My name is Abby Fenton, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
And what are you doing with the Global Warming 101 expedition?
I am one of the two education coordinators and also an expedition member. So that means at the end of a very long day, when everyone else is tucking into bed, Elizabeth and I will be warming up our computer batteries and getting ready to send up a daily update to our website for all the schools that will be following us. So.
Now, why is education so important, such an important aspect of this expedition?
Well, yeah, it's the cliche that you hear all the time, but, you know, like, our kids are the, you know, future generation, and it's absolutely important to get them clued in now. However, some people will counter that argument and say, well, you know, the tipping points, as they are, we have about 10 years. And so why are you even trying to, you know, reach the kids? Why don't you just go for the everyone who's 18 and older? But kids are a way to reach parents in some ways most effectively. And kids change curriculum. Kids change policy. And so it's kind of a little bit of a grassroots movement as well.
Now, you said that you're going to be putting this on your website, right?
Yeah. Yep. Our website, globalwarming101.com. Right now, actually, we have 6 lesson plans that are all aligned to national standards that are available for free, easy to download, and those are for junior high through high school. And then we have a set of over 50 activities that are all experiential, cross-disciplinary, based on global warming, written by teachers in Minnesota, and those are also free and on our website. And then we have a variety of other things. We have a student e-zine written by students at a school in Minnesota, the Zoo School. And we also have a bunch of discussion starters. We have an online forum, so there's tons of stuff on there.
So this, the information that's on the website is available to both teachers and just anybody who wants to get it then?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't have to be an educator. We don't require you to register. Mm-hmm. It's really just, you know, if you're interested, it's there for you.
Now, what is some of the information that you're going to be presenting? How are you going to be presenting this? Are you presenting just the problem, or are you presenting solutions as well?
Right. Well, anybody who's familiar with Will Steger and his previous expeditions, you know, it's kind of taken more of a scientific bent. He documents the ice shelf, he documents the ice caps, and he really provides this eyewitness to how the landscape is changing. So what's different about this expedition is that it's documenting the impact of global warming on the indigenous people that are living where it's happening most dramatically, so in the polar regions, in this case in the Arctic. And so our goal is to go into these communities and to build rapport with people there and to listen and hear what their stories are. People up there know that global warming is happening. They know that there's species they've never seen that are migrating northwards and competing with traditional species. They know that the ice, you know, that they've crossed for years to get to the traditional hunting grounds is frozen half as long. It used to be. So they're very aware of this, and our job up there is to tell these stories.
Now, bringing this down to the level of the kids and the general public, not just educating them, but informing them, what can they do about it?
Yeah, solutions, that's big. People need that because it's a really overwhelming. So on our website, we have a whole section. One is called resources, and the other is called action. And so resources will link you to a whole bunch of other sites that have, you know, it'll link you to Windustry, which is all about wind energy, tons of ways to cut down your footprint as a family, as an individual, as a corporate business, to help you kind of think about what kind of choices you could make. Action on our website is pretty exciting, and we're collecting action stories because people are doing things all around the world, but we don't hear about that so much as we hear about the scary stuff. So we want to highlight the solutions and say, look, here's what this person is doing in Omaha, Nebraska, with their own community, and you could do the same thing. Just get organized.
Now, one of the sponsors of the Global Warming 101 expedition is ethanol.
Yeah.
Is the ethanol industry, EPIC and Fagen. How is that a part of the solution?
Yeah, that's huge because obviously car emissions, gasoline emissions, I mean, that's making a huge footprint impact on the planet right now, and I mean, not including all the political ramifications of dependence on foreign oil. So ethanol, the stance that the Steger Foundation takes is not that ethanol is the end-all solution to global warming. If everyone just ethanol, the planet would be saved. But it's a step towards a whole new way of thinking. So ethanol is a transitional fuel. And if we start thinking that way, oh, there's other alternatives, you know, then we can migrate into all kinds of things like native grasses. And so we're really excited about that partnership. And we feel like it's a really concrete solution people can do. Something that's out there now is available.
Right, and that, I guess, is the point. Whereas when you talk, when you're looking at something that's like, it's global, and your response is, well, what can I do?
Yes.
And that's a concrete step that a single person can make, and even a kid who's learning how to drive, right?
Absolutely, in their own backyard. I mean, you can drive down the street. Mm-hmm. I mean, in most, you know, more and more communities around the country. And, yeah, exactly, try E85 or, you know, an ethanol product. And,
right.
So we're excited about that.